maybe that's a good point to show you how my finder works here. And that on your note card is number 10, a phonetic transcription game, which uses the finder, which is right behind Osna right now. Now let me see if it works. The idea is, now the finder is the kind of standard thing. If you type in a word, it will try to find an object with this exact name in the radius of like 96 meters or something. So it should actually find table and chairs, I'm now typing, but it must be very precisely the same. Okay, there you are. Now notice what happens. The finder has a cone. The cone points in the direction of the object it found. In this case, it's pointing here because we're sitting at this table and chairs. And there is this great stream of particles, green phosphorizing particles. Now, last night when I was testing this, not everybody saw it. Do you all see the stream of particles? It's important for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, well, so, well, there you are. And I have no clue why some people can't see it, whereas others do. So Carol, no idea. Last night, actually, one person who said she could not see it, when we did it again, she could. Well, whatever. The idea is, okay, so that's how it works normally, okay? And I'm certain you've heard. Yeah, that could also be this, absolutely. Yes, it should also find avatars, not only objects, but there must be a find after the hash, avatar, right? So if we actually do find avatar, okay, it's now finding you and pointing in your direction. That's a great great tool for all kinds of purposes, including language teaching, obviously. You can immediately think of a number of interesting games and treasure hunts with it. Now, the twist that I used with this tool to use it to teach transcription is in the name field of some objects around here, I put phonetic transcription rather than simply spelling, okay? Which means the learner, if he or she wants to find the object, and in the object there is some prize hidden, okay? They must type in phonetic transcription precisely, otherwise it won't work. Now to give you an idea, let's see, I actually forgot.
In the local chat, actually.
Yes, in the local chat, and it, right now it's set to work for everybody. Let me see, okay. Let me show you how that works with phonetic transcription. Should work. Okay. Now notice where it's pointing now. I typed in the phonetic, I'll explain about phonetic transcription in a moment. I typed in the transcription for chairs. That's how it's transcribed phonetically in the system that I'm using here. The pointer is pointing in the direction of a little wooden cone in the corner of my launch room, which has got this particular phonetic transcription in its name. Okay, so it's working normally, except that we're fooling the finder to believe it's the regular name, whereas it's transcription. Okay, so if the learner types in chairs correctly in the phonetic transcription, he or she is directed where to go. They click on the wooden cone, they get their prize. Everybody's happy. Okay.